And I believe that we have some good news. Is that correct?
I'm thrilled, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Scott Gallen. I'm with the Oregon Medical Association, representing medical doctors and doctors of osteopathy. We have agreed to add language on line 3 of the Dash 1 amendments, which would say non, before the word homeopathic, say non-prescriptive, comma, non-drug enforcement administration regulated homeopathic substances.
Drug enforcement
regulated?
DEA.
DEA administrated.
DEA.
Agents regulated.
Non-DEA.
Regulated.
Regulated.
Homeopathic.
Homeopathic.
Substances.
Non-prescriptive, non-drug
enforcement administration related. Regulated. So,
homeopathic substances.
Right.
How many commas do we have?
Well, no, we don't need substances
because
it's already there.
Why? I was just reiterating.
Right.
That
we don't need homeopathic. Okay.
Yes,
we
no.
Just put it right there. And where does it go?
It goes before the word homeopathic substances.
Okay, got it.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And, Mr. Chairman, I'm presuming that if this committee does agree to these amendments and moves the bill, that this bill will remain in this form on the other side as well. So.
Okay. You can't do that.
I know you can't, but I assume that's the intent of this.
We can assume that and have no control over it. Okay, and is there Representative Cromwell?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And you're keeping with regards to the statute recitation on line 2, you're keeping that. You agree at 685.010 parent 7.
Now we're dropping, Mr.
Right.
Chairman.
No.
The point of this amendment is not to add the original suggestion that I had in my testimony. Drop that and substitute this language.
Okay, so well, line three now reads non-prescriptive, non-DEA or drug enforcement agency regulated homeopathic substances and nutritional supplements. Is everybody clear on that?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to close the public hearing on 3030 and open a work session on House Bill 3030. Representative
okay,
Piercy.
Mr. Chair, I will move a conceptual amendment. No, I've got to move. I'm going to move the dash one first. All right, Mr. Chair, I will move the dash one amendments to House Bill 3030.
Any discussion? Any objections? The dash one amendment is approved. Representative Piercy.
All right. Mr. Chair, I move conceptual amendment to House Bill 3030-1, and it would read on line.
Three.
Non-prescriptive, comma, non-DEA regulated. And then it would go on with homeopathic substances and nutrients.
Okay, Representative Piercy has made the conceptual amendment. Any discussion? Hearing none. Any objections? The conceptual amendment is adopted. Representative Piercy.
All right, Mr. Chair, I would move House Bill 3030 as amended and conceptually amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Piercy has made the motion. Any discussion? The clerk will call the roll.
Representative Taylor.
Aye.
Representative Piercy.
Aye.
Representative Morissette.
Aye.
Representative Cromwell.
Aye.
Representative Snow.
Aye.
Chair Cruz.
Aye. House Bill 3030, having received the required majority, is declared passed. My name's on it. I will carry it, and we'll close the work session on House Bill 3030, and we will open a work.
Are you carrying?
I will carry it. Okay. Yeah. Open a work session on House Bill 2109. Committee members, the next four bills all came out of the Boards and Licenses sub. The first three with a due pass recommendation. Janet, give us a brief statement on 2109.
All right, and Representative Cruz, members of the committee, Diane's going to be passing out the information that came from the subcommittee
for all of the bills so that we can go more rapidly rather than doing it for each bill. So she's got those for you right now. The first one is House Bill 2109. This one modifies the definition of the practice of psychology. It deletes certain information from psychology associate license certificate and eliminates the fee for amendment to psychologist associate license. And it was recommended out of the Boards and Licenses Subcommittee with a due pass recommendation, and it was a 5-0-0 vote.
Is there any discussion? I would entertain a motion.
We're in a work session, Mr. Chair?
Yes, we are.
I move House Bill 2109. There were no amendments. I move House Bill 2109 to the. It's going to the floor? To the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Crummell has made a motion. Is there any discussion? Clerk, call the roll.
Representative Taylor.
Aye.
Representative
Murphy. Aye.
Representative
Morissette.
Aye.
Representative
Crummell.
Aye.
Representative
Post.
Aye.
Jeffrey. Aye. House Bill 2109, having received the required majority, is declared passed.
I'd like to carry that.
Representative Morissette will carry, and I will close the work session on 2109 and open a work session on 2131. Boy, we're cooking now, kids.
Mr. Chair?
Let's not.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Let's not concern and help you out here.
Members of the committee, House Bill 2131 directs the State Board of Massage Technicians to impose a fee on applications for massage license exams. It eliminates separate fees for persons applying for massage technician licenses by endorsement or reciprocity. And this was recommended from the Boards and Licenses Subcommittee with a due pass recommendation, and again, the vote was 5-0-0.
Any discussion? Now it's your turn.
Oh, now it's a good time? Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2131 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Any discussion? Clerk, call the roll.
Representative Taylor.
Aye.
Representative Kirstie.
Aye.
Representative Morissette.
Aye.
Representative Crummell.
Aye.
Representative
Hill. Aye.
Representative
Polk. Aye.
Oh.
Aye. House Bill 2131, having received the required majority, is declared passed. Before everybody volunteers to carry this, and keep in mind that I carried all their bills last session and I did not get a massage out of it. But
Oh, I'll okay.
Representative Morissette,
maybe I will.
I'll carry.
That's a challenge.
I hope you have better luck than I did.
Okay.
House Bill. I'll close the work session on House Bill 2131 and open a work session on House Bill 2175. Janet?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2175 modifies exemption to clinical laboratory regulation. It eliminates the ability of moderate complexity laboratories to perform high complexity tests. It modifies the basis of and establishes a method for calculating fees for certain licenses. And this was also recommended from the Boards and Licenses Subcommittee with a due pass recommendation, 5-0-0.
Is there any discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Got the roll.
I move House Bill 2175 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Crummell has made the motion. Is there any discussion? Clerk,
question.
Representative Close.
I notice this has a dash one amendment. Were those moved in by the subcommittee?
Oh, right.
I believe they.
No,
oh, they weren't.
We moved the amendments. You're right.
Thank you.
They weren't. We had discussed conceptually then?
The full committee has to adopt them then.
Yeah, the full committee has to do it.
Okay. Mr. Chair, I'll amend my motion or withdraw my motion.
And
thank you. And then I would make a motion that the dash one amendments to House Bill 2175 be adopted.
Representative Cromwell has moved the Dash One amendments. Any discussion?
Could you please, Mr. Chair, just brief us on what the Dash One does?
No, it slows us down.
I know, I'm sorry. Five-page form.
Actually, it just changes a few small things to five pages.
Mr. Chair, I see Dr. Skeels is sitting in the back of the room. I don't know if he'd want to come up and brief us on it.
Can you briefly describe the Dash One, sir? Majority of it is on the first page.
Chairman Cruz and members of the committee, for the record, I'm Mike Skeels. I'm the director of the State Public Health Laboratory, which is part of the Health Division. And committee administrator already summarized what this bill would do, and some of what she summarized was included in the Dash One amendments. The bill does three things, as she said, and the Dash One amendments simply change slightly the basis for establishing fees for clinical laboratories. What happened was this was a pre-session filed Health Division bill, and between the time that we filed this bill and prepared our budget and so forth, and the time that we had to, the time that it was presented before this committee, the subcommittee, there were some substantial changes in the amount of money that the federal government is charging us for having an exemption from federal regulation so that we can have state regulation. And we worked extensively with the Hospital Association and the Medical Association and clinical laboratories and the whole regulated community to come up with a fee schedule that everyone could live with. And in fact, the Hospital Association presented testimony in support of this bill and in support of this fee structure at the subcommittee. So that's really the main feature of the amendments.
Could you just address this out-of-state lab thing? Is it unlawful for the out-of-state lab? Is that it?
Representative Close, I'm going to ask Audrine Horton, who's the manager of our lab licensing program, to answer your question.
Okay, Chairman Cruz and members of the committee, in our Dash One amendments, we had changed the language under Section 1 so that if a laboratory had a license or a certificate from the federal government under the Clinical Laboratory Improvement Amendment, that they would be exempt from licensure requirements in this bill. Well, out-of-state laboratories have a certificate from the federal government because most states do not have an exemption from the federal law. There are only two states that currently have that exemption, and that's Oregon, Washington, and New York has a partial. So we have a health screen testing law that's been in place over 10 years, which essentially is mall testing, where they can do cholesterol screening in non-traditional laboratory settings. Well, we didn't want a situation to exist where, and we had some special requirements in that law, where someone could come from out of state and not meet our special requirements. So we wanted to make a uniform regulation for anyone coming into the state doing testing in that particular universe of patient testing or testing. That's what that's about.
Thank you.
Any other questions? We've got a motion for the Dash One amendments. Are there any objection to the Dash Ones? There no objection. The Dash Ones are approved. Thank you very much.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2175 to the floor with the due as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Cromwell has made the motion. Is there any discussion?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Representative Pope.
Seems like every time you turn around, the federal government has to get in the way. And in this case, they're getting in the way. Oregon is doing something right. The federal government is essentially fining us for doing it. Mm-hmm. And I would hope that my colleagues would join me in sending a letter to our federal representatives to ask them to work in this situation to remove that $75,000 surcharge tax on Oregon and see if we can't get that removed and get back to the way it was.
I would agree. Thank you.
I would agree.
Let's call the roll.
Representative Taylor.
Aye.
Representative Kirksey.
Aye.
Representative Marquette.
Aye.
Representative Trumbull.
Aye.
Representative Close.
Aye.
Representative Snow.
We should ask Al Gore when he's president.
Aye.
Chair Crews.
Aye. House Bill 2175 hasn't received the required majority, is declared passed. Carrier?
I'll take it.
Representative Taylor will carry, and I will close the work session on 2175 and open the work session on House Bill 2179. Janet? We're getting close, kid.
House Bill 2179 authorizes the Oregon State Board of Nursing to conduct investigations and examinations of certain certificate holders, licensees, and applicants. It eliminates certain notice and hearing requirements and increases the minimum amount of civil penalty the board may impose. It creates exceptions to the nurse-patient and psychotherapist-patient privilege. And this bill was heard before boards and licenses and was recommended with a no recommendation with a 5-0 vote. And I wasn't there, so I don't really know why.
Mr. Chair.
No.
I do know why.
Okay.
I can shed some light on that. There were some concerns raised by the good representative from Coos Bay, and he worked with Department of Justice and I believe the Nursing Board to come up with some language that was acceptable. They've done that in the -1 amendment, and Representative Lehman is, I believe, now in favor of this. He was the one that actually got the language, and he is not here today. So I would suggest that we move the -1 amendments into House Bill 2179. Yes, I am.
Representative Knope has moved the -1 amendments. Is there any discussion?
Mr. Chair, could we hear from the nursing folks to be sure that everything's
okay? Good enough.
Thank you so much.
A nod will be.
Let's get something on the record just for the heck of it.
Other than a nod?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Kimberly Cobrain. I'm an Assistant Attorney General with the Department of Justice, and I'm here on the behalf of nursing. And in fact, I'm the one that drafted up this amendment, the -1 amendment. The concern that was raised at the subcommittee was that there were no parameters upon when the board would be having licensees or applicants go through the evaluation process. The purpose of this amendment is to lay out those parameters. It's noted, if you have it in front of you, on beginning on line 2. It's limited to during the course of the investigation, just to make clear that this is not just some willy-nilly thing off the street. And also on line 5 and 6, it has to be based upon the reasonable belief that the applicant or licensee has engaged in some sort of conduct that would require some further investigation and evaluation. So that was the purpose of this amendment.
And you're okay.
Susan King with the Oregon Nurses Association. Yes, we agree with the amendments.
Any questions? Are there any objections to the -1? Thank you very much. Any objections to the -1 amendment? Hearing none, the -1 amendments are adopted. Somebody want to move the bill? Representative Kirksey.
I think you House Bill 2179 has amended to the floor of the Senate.
Representative Kirksey has made the motion. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, will the clerk call the roll?
Representative Taylor.
Aye.
Representative Kirksey.
Aye.
Representative Marquette.
Aye.
Representative Trumbull.
Aye.
Representative Knope.
Aye.
Representative Close.
Aye.
Aye. House Bill 2179, having received the required majority, is declared passed. Carrier?
Lehman.
Okay, Representative Lehman will carry. He seems like he did the amendments. That's appropriate. And I will close the work session on 2179, and I will open a work session on House Bill 2701. And committee, this is a placeholder bill. We are moving it to the Rules Committee. And that's probably all we need to say about that, so I would entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I'll move House Bill 2179 to the Rules.
2701.
Oh, excuse me, House Bill 2701 to rules.
Representative Crummell has made the motion. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, will the clerk call the roll?
Representative Taylor.
Aye.
Representative Cherokee.
Aye.
Representative Morissette.
Aye.
Representative Crummell.
Aye.
Representative Snow.
Aye.
Representative Close.
Aye.
Chair Coons.
Aye. House Bill 2701, having received the required majority, is declared passed and sent to rules. I will close the work session on House Bill 2701. And before I adjourn the committee, I would like to thank Representative Knope and the members of his subcommittee for the hard work they did. And it saved us a whole lot of time in this committee, and we really appreciate it.
And we'd like to note for the record that that was the first committee to actually shut down.
Yes. And I'm sure you will get a gold.
I'd like to thank the Academy and...
And I want to thank the committee for having us there today, and we are adjourned.